Germany is planning to propose a ban on the full face veil for women in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Europe. The German Interior Minister is going to propose the ban. He says full face burqa and niqab can increase security risks. Spain's acting prime minister says he will decide whether he will accept the backing of the Ciudadanos party next week. Mariano Rajoy said his Conservative People's Party leadership will vote on whether to agree with the reforms demanded by the Ciudadanos, including anti-corruption measures. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of provoking violence in Crimea, which rejoined Russia following a referendum 2 years ago. Putin says Kiev is taking, quote, stupid and criminal actions in Crimea, adding that there is no point in holding peace talks with Ukraine. Russia has announced daily ceasefires in Syria's Aleppo to allow humanitarian aid into the city. A Russian military official said all military operations will be halted during that period. He added that Russia and Syria will help those interested in delivering humanitarian supplies to the city. Afghanistan's Helmand is the scene of intense fighting between the army and Taliban militants who are advancing towards key positions in the province. The military has deployed additional forces to the region in an effort to prevent Helmand from falling into the hands of the Taliban. 4 of Libya's internationally backed government have captured the headquarters of Daesh in the northern city of Sirte. At least 20 militants have been killed in the latest round of clashes. Libya plunged into chaos following the overthrow of former ruler Muammar Gaddafi amid a popular uprising and NATO's intervention. 2 bomb attacks kill at least 8 civilians in Turkey's southeast. The deadliest of the 2 blasts took place in Diyarbakir city, killing 5 people. The other explosion left 3 people dead in the town of Kiziltepe. The bombings blamed on the PKK militants also injured a number of police officers. And 12 people have been arrested and charged with unlawful assembly in Bahrain. The detainees had staged a demonstration near the home of top Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qasim in the village of Diraz. Sheikh Qasim's citizenship was revoked in June after Manama accused him of promoting sectarian strife.